Hey, didn't Jesus drink alcohol? No, but this is a common argument that Christians so-called will try to use to justify their drinking habits, even though the Bible clearly condemns alcohol consumption. Now, the passage they'll point to is John chapter 2, where Jesus Christ turns the water into wine, thereby giving us the green light to drink alcohol. But there's a couple problems with this interpretation. Number one, as I mentioned before, wine in the Bible is used interchangeably to describe both alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. To deny that would be to be ignorant of the Bible, since Song of Solomon chapter 8 verse 2 states, I would cause thee to drink of spiced wine of the juice of my pomegranates, using juice and wine interchangeably. But problem number two is the advocates of drinking alcohol will often say it's okay to drink, just not to become drunk, because when you become drunk, then you're sinning. Well, based upon that standard, they're stating that Jesus Christ was causing men to sin, since he put out the new wine after men had well drunk. Verse 10 states this, every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but that was kept a good wine until now. More videos about alcohol.